And sometimes you'll hear about preachers, right? You'll hear about preachers who commit adultery. Now, that's a pretty big sin, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't God stone people in the Old Testament for that? So that's a very major sin, right? So you'll have a Baptist preacher who commits adultery. Or even more egregious, he commits adultery with a teenager, okay? Like Dr. Jack Scott from Hammond, Indiana. You say, well, why would you bring that up? Why are you? Because look, Dr. Jack Scott is not saved. That's why. If he was a Christian, if he was saved, I wouldn't be rubbing his nose in his sins. But let me tell you something. Dr. Jack Scott is and always has been a false prophet. Okay? And Dr. Jack Scott is somebody that I preached at and pointed out as a false prophet over 7 years ago. Okay? And he has worshipers in our town. People in our town, churches in our town that follow Dr. Jack Scott. And when he was found to be a pedophile, when he's found to be committing adultery with teenagers, you know what they say? Oh, he fell into sin. He's like, he's actually a great man. He's actually a godly man. He just fell into sin. It was an accident. You know, we didn't pray for him enough. You know, he's under a lot of stress. Now, look, yeah, that's the right reaction right there, John. But let me tell you something. I mean, you don't just live, you're not just this righteous, godly man of God, and then all of a sudden you're just contacting teenagers, and trying to have a relationship with teenagers when you're in your 50s, okay? But let me tell you something. That man has preached lies and false doctrine. He's attacked the Word of God. He's attacked the doctrines of Jesus Christ. He's preached false doctrine in regard to salvation for years and years and years and years. And yet people, they think, oh, he's on the right path. He just stumbled. Wrong. You don't stumble when you're on the right path. Isn't that what God said? You stumble when you're on the wrong path. Now, here's the thing. Dr. Scott was never on the right path.